Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing today?
We are doing fantastic.
Cool. Man, we've been having some odd weather, hot, dry, and then all of a sudden almost 5 inches of rain.
Yeah, we had almost a cloudburst. Now, you guys got more rain up here than I had 6 miles south of here, but
And you guys, what, just barely two, right?
Yeah, we'd not quite two. It's an inch 95 is what we had.
Wow. And then just north of here, Ottawa Water Plant only got two.
Yeah.
So it kind of drove right through the middle of Ottawa and dumped a bunch of rain. And what was amazing was is just a few hours after it got done dumping all that, it was dry enough you could walk out there.
Yeah.
And without getting muddy.
Yeah. Well, it never closed the cracks at home and it didn't make any of the lots muddy. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You could walk right across it and not get your shoes muddy.
Yeah. It just, I mean, it was truly dry and the rain had places to go.
Yeah. Real fast. Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about early drought planting.
Planning. We're going to talk about the drought conditions that we had prior to this rainfall, and not that I think this rainfall has really helped the drought situation all that much. Yes, we're very thankful that we got the rainfall, but it's been really hot since, and the humidity and the winds blowing, and so a lot of that moisture that we got is evaporating, and so we need to think about what would happen if we do have a drought. You know, it wasn't well, let's go back a month or two ago, and if we looked at the drought maps, you would see that the drought was starting to expand out in the southwest, and then it got into western Kansas. And if you look at the most recent drought map, which came out last week, east central Kansas actually had a part of that drought. And so we were in the earliest stages of drought, and then, of course, we got that rainfall. But I'm still concerned because we're going into July and August, and this is the time we typically have hot, dry weather. And so we need to think ahead. We need to be planning. If we're cattle producers, we really need to think about our forages. You know, this is the time of year that I've seen prairie grass just dry up to the point that they were going to hay it, and all of a sudden there's nothing there to hay. That can happen with our fescue and pastures as well. It'll just quit growing and turn brown. So we need to think about worst case scenarios and hope for the best. Okay. So let's think about what would be some of the things that we could do if we are into a drought. Now, we're not to the point yet that we need to do any of this, but we need to have a plan. That's the whole idea. Right, have a plan, maybe write it down, think about some of these things. Maybe the first thing we could do is some early culling. Maybe we would think about the open cows, those cows that maybe didn't have a calf this spring that we thought, well, we'll just move them to the fall herd. We can carry them over. Well, they're eating grass. Okay. And it's going to be a whole nother year before they could have a calf. So maybe that's something that we could consider, getting rid of. We also are getting pretty close to the end of the spring breeding time for, our spring calving cows. So maybe after 30 days after we've pulled the bull, we ought to have the vet come out. He could preg check any of those cows that are open. You know, let's sell them now. If you look at the seasonal prices difference between selling cattle now versus selling those open cows in October, November, there's a good price increase to selling them now. Double that or increase. What happens if we have a drought? And if it's a regional drought where a lot of cows are going to the sale in 2 or 3 or 4 months from now, selling those cows now will make you more money. So that's something to think about. Okay. Another thing we need to think about is what do we do next? But I think to do that, we got to look at our forages. How much hay do we have? What's the quality of hay do we have? How much pasture out there? Do we have a plan? Do we know what we're going to do? Do we know where we're going to move cows? This is the time now to in your mind or on a piece of paper someplace, write down some dates. If we don't get rain by such and such a time and the grass is doing such and such, then I'm going to do this. Make some plans. And it may mean that, okay, maybe now's the time to buy hay. If hay prices may be cheaper now than they will be in the wintertime. You know, maybe we could buy some hay. Maybe we could buy some of our supplemental feeds, especially if we've thought about the quality of hay that we have. If we've had our hay tested and we know how much we have, we kind of have an idea how much the cows are going to eat and what we're going to need. So we could do some planning that way. The other option then is to think about, if we have to liquidate cows, how are we going to do that? And which ones would go first? Let's talk about making a plan. Let's make this plan. Let's sit down and think about it. And it's going to be different for everybody, okay? But it's just something to get you to thinking. We've already sold our open cows. So the next bunch of cows that maybe that would be open would be our replacement heifers that we're growing. Then we'd have pregnant replacement heifers, and we'll have mature cows, and then we'll have some old cows. We need to think about what order, if we decide to sell cows, what order we would want to sell those in. Another practice that can save us some forage would definitely be early weaning. You know, we can utilize early weaning on calves that are as little as 100 days old, and those calves will get along just fine being weaned. And they can get through the heat stress pretty well. It's really something that works pretty good, weaning calves early. And that really takes a lot of stress off of our forages, because that lactating cow takes a lot more forage than a dry cow. That calf's not going to be out there grazing with its mama too, because we're going to have it in the lot. Maybe we can feed it. And just think this through a little bit. If we could early wean, say we have to wean August 1, and if we would keep those calves for 45 days, you know, get them straightened out, get them to keep them growing, and maybe we could sell them on September the 15th. That's 45 days. That's kind of what a lot of the protocols are saying. We need to, that'll straighten up those calves, and they won't be as apt to get sick for the next guy. So you can take them to the sale barn September 15th and say, hey, their bunk broke. They are, they're healthy. And the best part of it is you're beating 95% of the cattle that will be weaned in the fall to market. So you should have a very sellable product. So I guess what I'm getting at is just take early and frequent measurements of your forages. Know what you have on hand. Be able to make some decisions. Write some things down. And, you know, if you need to make some purchases or if you need to sell some cattle, I know that can be emotional, and it can also be an economic issue. So that's why I think if you plan early, you have more choices you can make. I know we had an agronomist that worked for K-State Research and Extension for 40 years, and many of you will know Gary Kilgore. Gary once, he's told me 100 times probably, in eastern Kansas, we're always 2 weeks away from a drought because of our clay soils. And so he says, you got to have a plan for that time period if you're growing forages. So I'll leave you with that. Until next time, this is Rod Schaub. Call me at the Extension office. Phone number is 828-4438.
Thank you, Rod. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Rebecca McFarland.